वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5। न वास्तव्यं तवे त्वेयेव मया त्यक्ते महीतले जनो अभद्र रुचिर्भद्र भविष्यति कलो युगे। न वास्तव्यं त्वया एव मया त्यक्ते महीतले जनो अभद्र रुचिर्भद्र भविष्यति कलो युगे। न वास्तव्यं त्वया एव मया त्यक्ते महीतले जनो अभद्र रुचिर्भद्र भविष्यति कलो युगे। न वास्तव्यं त्वया एव मया त्यक्ते महीतले जनो अभद्र रुचिर्भद्र भविष्यति कलो युगे। न वास्तव्यं त्वया एव मया त्यक्ते महीतले जनो अभद्र रुचिर्भद्र भविष्यति कलो युगे। न वास्तव्यं त्वयेव मया त्यक्ते महीतले जन अभद्र रुचिर्भद्र भविष्यति कलो युगे। माताजी, न वास्तव्यं त्वयेव मया त्यक्ते महीतले जनो अभद्र रुचिर्भद्र भविष्यति कलो युगे। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। नो नॉट वास्तव्यम शुड रिमेन त्वया यू एव सर्टनली इह इन दिस वर्ल्ड मया बाय मी त्यक्ते व्हेन इट इज अबैंडन महीतले द अर्थ जनह द पीपल अभद्र सिनफुल इनऑस्पिशियस थिंग्स रुचि ही एडिक्टेड टू भद्र ओ यू हू आर सिनलेस एंड ऑस्पिशियस भविष्यति विल बी कलो इन कली युगे इन दिस युगा। ट्रांसलेशन। माय डियर उद्धवा, यू शुड नॉट रिमेन हियर ऑन द अर्थ Once I have abandoned this world. My dear devotee, you are sinless. But in Kali Yuga, the people will be addicted to all types of sinful activities. Therefore, do not stay here. Purport. In this age of Kali, human beings are totally unaware that the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes personally to the earth to manifest his transcendental pastimes as they are enacted in the spiritual world. Heedless of the authority of the Personality of Godhead, the fallen souls of Kali Yuga become engulfed in bitter quarrel and cruelly harass one another. Because people in Kali Yuga are addicted to polluted sinful activities, they are always angry, lusty and frustrated. In Kali Yuga, the devotees of the Personality of Godhead who are engaged in the ever-increasing loving service of the Lord should never be attracted to living on the earth, the population of which is covered in the darkness of ignorance and devoid of any loving relationship with the Lord. Thus, Lord Krishna advised Uddhava not to remain on the earth in Kali Yuga. In fact, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord advises all the living entities that they should never remain anywhere within this material universe during any age. Therefore, every living being should take advantage of the pressures of Kali Yuga to understand the overall useless nature of the material world and surrender himself at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Following in the footsteps of Sri Uddhava, one should surrender to Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So first of all I'll seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. This verse, Krishna is saying that na vastavyam tvaye eva maya takte mahitale jano abhadra ruchir bhadra bhavishyati kalo yuge. When I abandon this yuga, you do not stay here. So actually whenever the Lord gives instructions, it is for all the conditioned souls, for us. We should not see that this is specifically given to Uddhava. Because in third canto, Shri Krishna tells Uddhava that actually you are like me only, pure, very pure. You are nothing can influence you. So whenever Krishna gives instructions, the conditioned souls who are not in tune to Krishna, His will, His vision, they will hesitate to take instructions if they are given directly. So that's why Krishna uses His devotees, so that the instruction should be indirectly taken, if the sadhaka is intelligent enough. Just like if the mother-in-law wants to give instruction to the daughter-in-law, she uses the daughter. Because like sadhaka, the daughter-in-law is very fearful. She's not in tune with the new family. She is fearful that whether I'll be accepted here, whether this family is mine. But the mother-in-law, who is intelligent enough, she says that the whole family should have one vision. So she wants everything should to be perfect. But if, directly if you give instruction, then you'll find that daughter-in-law will leave the home. So the sadhak, I mean the pure devotees here are acting as the daughter. So Krishna, so Prabhupada writes that this instruction is not only for Kali Yuga, but in any Yuga, we should not think that this is proper place to live. In all the Yugas, this is the most inauspicious place because this is a prison house. Srimad Bhagavatam, speaks in various verses about Kali Yuga, but there are three verses where specific symptoms of Kali Yuga are given. And this is the first verse. Actually, in first canto, there is a verse that Prayana Alpa Yusha Sabhya Kalo Asmin Yuge Janaha Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Yupadurada. These are the few symptoms of the people of the Kali Yuga. That they are short-lived, Manda Sumanda, unfortunate and always disturbed. And here it is said, Jano Abhadra Ruchir. That people of the Kali Yuga will be always addicted, ruchir, towards abhadra, inauspicious and sinful activities. And another verse comes in 12th canto, where it is said, Tatasya anudinam dharmam satyam saucham kshamadaya kalena balina rajan nyangshati ayur balam smriti. These are also mentioned that each day as passes in Kali Yuga, all these are the virtues will be gone. They will reduce day by day. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in one of his conversations with the so-called follower of Mahaprabhu, that so-called in the sense, the fruitive believer. So, this personality was worshipping Mahaprabhu very intently. Sadai always chanting Mahaprabhu's name. But suddenly some material loss happens to him and he approaches Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that I don't have faith in Mahaprabhu because if he would have been there, then he would have saved me because I am his staunch follower. And if he would have saved me, my calamity, then his fame would have increased so much. Everybody will like that because he doesn't exist. That's why I don't follow him. So, in response, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out that these are the symptoms what Srimad Bhagavatam is describing. But the main disease of entire material world, the living being's conditioned soul, specifically in this Kali Yuga, is fruitive activity. Everywhere they will find out, what is it for me? I am serving you, but I need something in return. So fruitive activity has two angles. Fruitive activity means that just like it is said, people will not leave the Lord also. They will come to the Lord and give, okay. Just like in Marathi they are saying that, Avla deun bhopa karne. They say, oh my Lord, take this amla. Amla is very small in size. I am offering it to you, but in return you give me bhopla. This is very big size. This is the expectation. This is the fundamental mentality of fruitive worker. And he says that actually it is so much into the consciousness of everyone that to destroy this fruitive mentality from the mind of Kali Yuga people, it's like the futile attempt of straightening the tail of dog. However you try, it will not go. If this is the disease and that these are all the symptoms we see. So to remove the symptom of this disease, to remove the disease, we have to approach the Lord of Kali Yuga. And who is the Lord of Kali Yuga? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has come. Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunya Avatirna Kalo Samarpayitum Unnata Ujvala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam. He has come here to give the most precious gift to all the living entities. Without any prior requirement, qualification, he is giving that. There was a king who was an emperor, a very big king. And one day, on his birthday, he became very happy. He said, do one thing, ministers, go to the kingdom and find out 5 most poor people. You know, they have nothing. And I will give them benediction. I will reward them. So if they search out and find out the 5 people. And he says, the king says, I will reward you, but only thing, the condition is, whatever one person asks, second person will not ask. Only one benediction can be given. So 5 unique benedictions you have to ask. So all beggars, all the poor people become, they start fighting, I will ask first. So somehow the arrangement toss has done, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the sequence is given. And there is no time also. You have to give immediately, you have to ask your wish. So first beggar says, I don't have any house, give me big house, big mahal. King says, okay, given. Second person says, actually, I don't have money, wealth, so give me 10,000 gold coin. He says, okay, given. The house given, money. Third says, I don't have any land. He said, give me 1 lakh acre land. He said, take, given. Says, house gone, wealth, land. Now, the fourth person says, I don't have any job. Give me some big job, government job. Okay, given. So now, fifth person says, sab gaya. What is there? So he says, my dear king, as a friend, you come to my house for lunch. He said, king said, I am giving you benediction. You ask from me. I will give you gift. You are giving me. What is this wish? He said, this is my wish. So ministers comes. And they said, you can't go to this poor person's house for lunch. How can you go? He has a hut. The king said, okay, give him then mahal. I can enter such a way. But the big house is not enough. He need to have so much wealth to receive you. They said, give him wealth also. 10,000 gold coins. They said, okay, he will not go alone. We will have to take whole paraphernalia, our horses, our elephants. He need to have some place to, take care of all this. They said, give him big land also. 1,000 acre land. They said, still you cannot go. Because an emperor cannot go to anybody's house. He has to have some status. He cannot go to anybody's house. But okay, then make him minister. Make him my wisest minister. So that I can go. So this particular story gives us the indication that Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Atyeti tat sarvam idam viditva yogi param sthanam upayeti divyam. Yagyeshu, Vedeshu yagyeshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya phala pradishtam. So he said, whoever, the yogi, bhakti yogi, he surpasses all others who are doing Vedeshu yagyeshu, those who are studying the Vedas, those who are doing the sacrifices, those who are doing austerities, and those who are doing all the charitable work. So all these first four people are this. Vedeshu yagyeshu tapasya chaiva. But the yogi, bhakti yogi is one who is atyeti tat sarvam idam viditva. He surpasses all because he gets sthanam parama divyam. Divya sthanam means he gets the Lord's abode. That is, he becomes a friend of Lord. So instead of individually getting these material benefits from doing all this Vedic study, sacrifices and all other stuff, we should be doing that one thing. what? We can invite the Lord, just like this person has invited the Lord to his house and he got all other benefits. We can invite Krishna in our heart, because our heart will always hanker for fruitive activities means material things. But if we just give Krishna that place, then automatically all other material things will be ours. We don't have to do any other activity. Devotee not only hankers for this, the devotee not only rejects all these further mental material activities, he is so much absorbed that if they are ready to serve them, he don't take them in very seriously. In Krishna Karanamrita, Bilva Mangal Thakur describes that one who has developed unflinching devotional service to Krishna, bhakti stvai sthiratara bhagavan yadi syat, he said, daivena na phalati, kishora murti. The people, the demigods, even the highest demigod will not have a darshan of Krishna as a kishor murti. But one who is a devotee, who is unflinching, who is surrendered to Krishna, he can have a darshan of Krishna. Demigods may at the most get darshan of Vishnu. They can hear, or in the Samudra Manthan Leela we can see that they can actually see Krishna, Vishnu. And Bilva Mangal Thakur says that for this devotee who is fully surrendered, Muktir Soyam Mukulitanjalir Sevate Asma. Mukti actually stands before him with folded hands. That please give me service. But he is not ready. And he says, Dharmartha Kama Gataya Samaya Pratiksha. The lower three purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, are also ready. They are saluting and ready. Samaya pratiksha. They are ready for our adesh, order. Just like when we enter to any big premise, we see that we don't expect that any security guard should salute us. But they salute. Right? Similarly, devotee never expect that dharma, artha, kama should be aspired. But they are ready for a devotee. Ready to serve the devotee, but devotee never aspire for them. Because his aim is, he says, Najanam Najanam Nasundari Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmani Ishware Bhavatat Bhakti Rahetu Ketwe. He said, even what to speak of Dharmartha Kama, even we don't want moksha. Life after life, we want to serve you. How? Ahetu Ketwe. Without any material motives. The devotional service starts where all the material motives stops. I mean, material motives are over. Dharma projita kaitava atra parmo nirmasaranam satam. So here says that any religious activity, any activity which is materially motivated is rejected here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotional service. So, Srila Sridhar Swami once quotes that this prujjita means that not only praujjita, dharma artha kama, not only that, even mukti is rejected in devotional service. Because there is no way devotee finds himself fun there. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says that this is the height of devotee's desire, that whole world is hankering for material desires. That even if I put 5 rupees, in 5 years we should get at least 25 rupees. So long term. Or maybe secondary benefit. But here the devotee is so much into the devotional service, so much he is getting from Krishna that he doesn't even recognize any material benefits. So Srila Prabhupada Saraswati writes that what is the devotee's position? He says that yat karunya kataksha vaibhavatam tam gauram, that whoever gets the merciful glance of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for him the whole world changes. It's like we see chakshudana dilojai. So he sees the world through the spectacles of Srimad Bhagavatam. He says those who have got this merciful glance, for them kaivalyam narakayate. So we have seen that kaivalyam means the desire to merge into the Brahman. Merge into Brahman means the people who are saying that, I mean the first realization, aham brahmasmi. But devotee know what is he? He is not only Brahma, he is not brahmasmi, he is not only Atma, but he is Gopir Bhartur Padakamlayor Das Dasanudas. So he says this merging into the Brahman appears him like a hellish. Kaivalyam narakayate. Second category is Tridashapur Akasha Pushpayate. Second category, people, Veda Vadarata, they want to achieve heaven. That is the most cherished goal of them, for them. But for devotee, he says, Akasha Pushpayate. Akasha Pushpayate means it is just phantasmagoria. So, the flower in the clouds. So, that cannot be used for any purpose. If you want to offer, say, flower, we cannot take flower from the clouds and offer it. So it is of no use. So even for devotee, Tridashapur Akasha Pushpayate. And Durdantendriya Kala Sarpa Patili Prothkhata Danshtrayate. The yogis are doing so much tapascharya to control their senses. But for a devotee, the senses are not a problem, because by doing bhakti, by engaging those senses in the service of Krishna, they are acting like a serpent whose poisonous teeth are already broken. So for him that is not a problem. And Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. He doesn't see any place in this world other than Vaikuntha. That's why he is happy everywhere. Swarga Narka, Apavarga Narkova. Wherever he goes, he sees Krishna. That's a Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. Vidhi Mahindra Adivish Chakitayate. And everybody wants to go higher in the further post. But he sees the post of even Indra and other demigods as equal to any tiny insects. He says, Kitayate. Why this is happening? Because he has achieved something which is highest. That's what it says. Unnatva Ujjvala Rasam. He has understood the worth of what is here, just like king is giving himself to that fifth person. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Swabhakti Shriyam. By that bhakti, you can conquer him. So Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says, such a Mahaprabhu we worship. So overall, this personality who has come to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, with the complaint that I don't want to worship Mahaprabhu because he has not fulfilled anything, he has not saved me from material calamity. So we don't worship that Mahaprabhu which fulfills like an order carrier of us, but who gives the highest precious gift to the most unworthy people of the Kali Yuga. So this is the disease of Kali Yuga, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says. This verse also describes that. He says, Jano abhadra ruchir bhadra mayatak ani bhavishyati kalo yuge. That's why, na vastavyam tvaye evah. So Uddhava, do not stay here, because abhadra will affect bhadra. However pure you are, but if you stay in the association of Abhadra, you will be Abhadra. So the instruction is for us that there are types of association. So we have to choose association. Otherwise, it is said that we are what we associate with. So in fourth canto, the incident comes that Daksha Prajapati curses Lord Shiva. He says that, Ayam tu deva yajanah indra upendra adibhi bhavah sa bhagam na labhatam devair deva gana adhamah. He chastises and curses Lord Shiva that Ayam tu deva yajana, wherever there is a yajna will be performed, the deva in upendra, indra upendra adibhi bhava, deva upendra, all other demigods will get their share, sa bhagam na labhatam, but you will not get your share, Lord Shiva, because devair deva gana adhama, you are the most abominable amongst the demigods. So in the purport, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives commentary that actually Lord Shiva never liked the association of all materially minded demigods. So he used this curse as a benediction. So as Upadeshamrita says that, you know, dadati pratigrunati guhyam akhyati purchati bhungte bhojayate chava shadavida priti lakshanam. So when yajna means a function where everybody comes, the yajna performed, the Lord Vishnu is being worshipped and the share is being distributed to all the demigods. So they have to eat. So eating, sitting together, what will happen? Priti lakshanam. Priti lakshanam means friendship will happen. And friendship means dadati pratigrunati. The thoughts will be reciprocated. And Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. He has nothing material desire in his heart. But with associating with all the demigods, he will get, so he will never like that. So that's why he used this curse as a benediction to stay away from the materially minded demigods. Similarly, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, when he was in Vrindavan, he was very famous as a Siddha Baba. Siddha Baba means one who gives benediction, then all your material desires will be fulfilled. So all the materially minded people would trouble him. Baba, give him benediction. My son, my daughter-in-law, my this and my business should flourish. So his chanting was getting disturbed. So he found out the way that he used to sit in a public toilet so that they would not bother, because the materialists would not like to have that obnoxious smell. So they would run away. So Prabhupada writes there that we should find our own way to deflect this negative association, to disassociate ourselves with the negative association. It's like Shivji has their own way, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj used his own way. Similarly, we should always be very alert to keep ourselves away from negative association. Because overall, the association will create exchange of the mentality, the philosophies. When Rupa Goswami was approached by Digvijay Pandit and he says, I want to have a debate with you. Rupa Goswami immediately understood. So he said, where is your Vijay Patra? Give me, I'll sign it. And the Digvijay Pandit left. Because what he wanted was not the debate, not the glorification of Lord, but he wanted the signature. Rupa Goswami, so all of them, so whoever knows that what is the effect of negative association, he will stay away from that. But Ajamil failed to do that. That's why he was corrupted. So not only people can corrupt our consciousness, even the things which are not for the proper purpose, they can also affect us. Just like once Indra, he saw that one sage was doing so much austerity. So he became fearful that he will acquire my position. So he came and told this sage that, you know, I am going out for a battle. So keep this sword with you and whenever I require, I'll take this. And the sage, while doing austerity, saw that a very nice sword is there. Let me use it for plucking the flowers. So he started cutting. Then he saw that, you know, this is very powerful sword. We can cut the branches, even the tree can cut. So he started practicing and eventually became Kshatriya. and left all other his, all his activities. So the things also can corrupt our consciousness. So that's why it is jano abhadra ruchir. So that's why Krishna says ki bhogeshwarya prasaktanam taya apahurta chetasam. So here not only those who are bhogeshwarya prasaktanam, those who are bewildered by this thought, they also get vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha vyavasayano vidyate. They cannot get vyavasayatmika buddhi because the consciousness will get corrupted. So what should we do if we cannot find us? I mean, this first thing is negative association should be given up, but we should aspire for the positive association. So what is the positive association? That is, Bind says that sajatiya ashaye snigdhe sadhu sanga svatovare. Find out in devotional service, we should always see that where is that person who is better than me, who is advanced than me, svatovare, sadhu sanga, who is advanced than me, but sajatiya ashaye snigdhe. His desire should be similar to my type of affection with the Lord. Sajatiya here. There we should discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavata Arthanam Rasike. Relish Srimad Bhagavatam with such kind of devotee. And then we'll see that progress will happen. So there are two kind of association. In Samudra Manthan Leela, there is also negative association and positive. I mean, negative association is prominently shown by demons. When they snatch the nectar pot, they start fighting. What they said? Aham purvam, natvam, natvam, iti prahu. All demons are fighting that me first, not you. Me first, not you. I will drink the nectar first. I have done more efforts. There is the competition. What? No selfless service, but what is it for me? I will get more. But the positive association is shown in 10th canto where all the gopas, when they go with Sri Krishna for cow pasturing, they see, whenever Krishna goes ahead to relish, to see the beauty of the forest, all other gopas also say, aham purvam, iti samsparsha remi rehe. They also have a competition to touch Krishna first. Prabhupada writes that they enjoyed their life by touching Krishna repeatedly. So we should aspire such a kind of association. Krishna says ki. So it is very rare that in Kali Yuga, in such a, how can we find sajatiya snigdhe, ashaye snigdhe? Srila Prabhupada has kindly done this miraculous job. So he said, that's why we have created so many temples. So these temples are an opportunity for all the living beings to associate with devotees of the Lord who have no other business. They are completely surrendering their all activities for the pleasure of the Lord. So we should associate with this all the devotees, their programs, and eventually even the devotee community, we should, for the progress, we should find out the more whenever we serve the svatovare, whenever we mahatam means advanced devotee, when we serve mahatam, then our false ego get crushed and we become more humble, and humble whenever we become more humble, we progress, we take more ashray. We surrender more to Krishna. And that way this process goes on. So Krishna thirdly says that we should have, we should know the power of association. So, na vastavyam tvaye eva. Lastly, this verse in explains one very powerful quality of Lord. So Krishna is saying here, jano abhadra ruchir bhadra. So Krishna is so refined In Nectar of Devotion, it describes the 64 qualities of Krishna. And one 37th quality is, he is the protector of surrendered devotees. So protector of surrendered devotees means, not only means he is saving him from the calamity, but to see that he is not disturbed by anything. So here all Yadus have gone. Krishna saying Yadu will go. I am also going, but you have to stay. In further verses, he will tell that you have to go to Badrikashram, you have to stay here. I mean, for some time. So naturally what it means, Uddhava will say that means I am Abhadra. Isn't it? Everybody, Bhadra has gone. Just like, you know, there are so many students, PhD students, and if the result comes and few names doesn't come. That means they have failed. They have to reappear. So Uddhava should not feel discomfort. So immediately he said, you are Bhadra. So, Jana, all the people of Kali Yuga, so whenever I leave, Maya Takte Mahitele, immediately Kali will start. And everybody will be addicted to sinful activity, but you are a Bhadra. You are Bhadra, you are sinless. So naturally, Uddhava becomes comfortable. So this is Krishna's quality, that whoever is in his company never becomes fearful or disturbed, agitated. So the followers of Krishna, the acharyas are also very much refined. They know the science of face reading, how the body acts. So similarly, our Sukadeva Goswami is also expert in this. In 10th canto, when Sukadeva Goswami describes in 4 verses all Krishna Leela, then Parikshit Maharaj says, no. Vishnu Viryani Samshana Tani no Vada Vistarat. I want to hear Krishna Katha elaborately. So speak every detail. And Sukadeva Goswami becomes very happy that 3.5 days have happened and still you have not taken food and water. Still you are enthusiastic. So he speaks briefly. And he tells that how Krishna has been transported from Mathura to Gokul. And he has become now the life and soul of Rajavasis. Everybody is attracted to Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj is also absorbed. Now Krishna is a Shishu and everybody is happy. And then the chapter begins that Kamsena Prahita Ghora Putana Bal Ghatini Shishum Sacharan Nighnanti Puragrama Vrajadishu. So he speaks this verse that previously the Kamsa has ordered all his Rakshasas, friend, that, you know, kill children. And in that, Putana Balaghatini, the Putana is such a witch, that she was very expert, strength-wise, and she had mantra also to disturb Shishu. So, Parikshit Maharaj is fully absorbed in Krishna as a Shishu. So, Shishum Chachara Nighnanti, and now she has entered Puragrama Vrajadishu. So, immediately, Parikshit Maharaj becomes very fearful, that what will happen to Krishna now? So Sukadeva Goswami sees that. Oh, he's uncomfortable. His love is been. So immediately he says, Na yatra shravana adini. Don't worry. Whenever there is a shravana adi bhakti process, the 9 processes are going on, where people are chanting Krishna's name, pastimes, yadu dhanyasya tatra. No bad element can affect that place. And don't worry about Gokul, because it is there, Krishna personally present there. So don't worry about him. And immediately, Parikshit Maharaj become very comfortable. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also, in 1969, when the matchless gift shop was filled with devotees, everybody was so happy. Every day is festival. Kirtan, Katha, then Prasad. And every day this was going on, and suddenly Swamiji says that I am going to San Francisco now. So everybody, their heart shatters. Swamiji is going, that means our bhakti is over now. What will happen to us? So all starts crying. He says, Swamiji, why are you going? We will bring more people here. Don't go. Stay here only. Then Srila Prabhupada tells them that don't worry. This is anyway going to happen. I am an old man, and whatever I have taught you, you teach it to everyone. You chant here, I chant in Vrindavan or San Francisco, it is same. We will always be connected. And in that way, he keeps everyone connected and everybody gets pacified. So this is what we have to learn, that whoever is in our company should like our company. He should be waiting that, okay, this meeting should go forever. You know, otherwise sometimes we get call, we want to meet. So we become fearful. Different personality has different aura, different style. So we like Krishna and his devotees, we should behave, we should speak in such a way that people should not run away from us, but should want to stay with us. So in Chaitanya Mangal, just like we have seen, the whole thing is that we first of all see that Krishna, fruitive mentality is the main basic disease of the Kali Yuga. For that we have given that king example. Similarly, if we do not give up this fruitive mentality after coming to Krishna consciousness, after taking shelter of Krishna, then we will be like this. Prasarita Mahaprema Piyusharasa Sagare Chaitanya Chandra Prakate Yo Dino Dina Evasa. Chaitanya Mangal says that Mahaprabhu has come, descended, and what is he doing? Prasarita, distributing Mahaprema Piyusha Rasa Sagare. His Mahaprem, he is distributing. Nectar of, ocean of nectar is distributing. And for that he has descended. Chaitanya Chandra Prakate. But if we are like these four people, first, Vedeshu Yagyeshu Tapasu Chaiva, then we are Dino, Yo Dino Dina Evasa. Means we will be poor for whole life, whole existence. Because whatever fruitive material things will never last. They will go. But if we, instead of chasing all these material activity, material things, if we chase Krishna, just like Shyamasundara Prabhu says, chasing rhino with Swami, we should chase Krishna. As we get Krishna in our heart, as our friend, if we invite that Krishna in our heart, then automatically other needs will be taken care of. We don't have to specially endeavor for that. These are the thoughts on this. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.